Radio ITG program is rated T for teen. That means if you are easily offended by mild language or suggestive themes, this program is probably not for you. Radio ITG.
Good evening, Internet. We have got some Open Cup RTCW here on Inside the Game this evening. It is the Open Cup Spring 2005 Finals, VIB versus Natalie. Game time is T minus 7 or so minutes. We're going to have a great game this evening. Definitely stick around, check it out. RTCW, it's been a very long time and I miss it intensely, so I'm going to enjoy this just as much as you guys, probably even more. Stick around, we're going to have a game in about 5 or 6 minutes. Inside the Game, this is DA. We'll be right back.
There's a new way to share your files, and it's called FileCloud. Not only will you find the latest game demos, patches, mods, high-res movie trailers, and more, but you can upload your own files to your very own user space and share them with no bandwidth or size limitations, making an account as easy and free as long as you're willing to, you know, wait in line and deal with a speed cap. But why do that when until May 31st, just $4.95 gets you 250 megs of space and lets you bypass the waiting line? With a FileCloud premium account, you won't ever wait in queue again. Want a hassle-free way of sharing your files with the world? Find out more by visiting www.filecloud.com. Beyond gaming files. FileCloud is part of Speakeasy's GameCloud network. 250 megs of storage space available at $4.95 for new accounts created until May 31st, 2005. See filecloud.com for details.
GameCloud.com, a Speakeasy company.
At Inside the Game, we really get inside.
So the main thing I want to tell you about flavored lubricant is it is very, very important when you're going to the store and you're looking. Oh, God, I'm sticky. I'm like, there's lube everywhere, guys. when you're going.
Ugh, she's not kidding.
I'm serious. There's lube everywhere.
This hour has 69 minutes. Only on Inside the Game.
No, that tastes like the dentist. Not like the guy. You know what I'm saying?
We are back. Welcome to Inside the Game. This is DA with the Open Cup Spring 2005 RTCW Finals. This is Division 1 VIB versus Natalie. Violence is Bad versus Natalie. Going to be a great game here this evening. Maps tonight are going to be Base and Frostbite. So I'm just going to write that down on my little handy notepad here. Base. We're just inside the server right now. We're in connected. We're getting everyone reffed up that needs to be. Wolf TV is on this evening, and I'm just trying to get the IP. I know it's in IRC, so those of you who want to watch as well as listen, you can connect to Wolf TV. Going to grab you the IPs for that. They are going to be 194.109.206.51, port 27980, and also 217.160.216.183, port 27999. Those are the Wolf TV IPs. And we are just, I'm still spec locked. I haven't been made an admin yet. I really want to be an admin really badly so I can see what's going on. It looks like almost everyone is on the server, still waiting for one other person for the Natalie squad. We'll give you a roster rundown as I see it. Right now, starting out on allies, we've got Violence is Bad, Edge, Maxa, Kryto, DJ, Arno, and Max. And for the Natalie squad, the Axis team, Larusso, Keza, Vaflor, Jehus, Razor, and Flitz. We've also got Wolf TV, of course, and Junis, our admin this evening, and myself, DA, for Inside the Game. I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be a great matchup. Lots and lots of close matches in Open Cup this season. We've also got the bronze medal match happening at the same time as this one, and I'll get you an update as soon as I can as to how that's going. Divisions 1 and or Divisions 2 and 3 will be held a little bit later. So it's going to be a good time here this evening for RTCW on Inside the Game. It's going to be good. I'm just going to take us out to a little bit of a quick break, see if I can't get myself ref so I can actually watch the game. It'll be a good time. We'll be right back.
You are a young, up-and-coming, computer-savvy individual. You're both wired and jacked in with every conceivable mobility gadget at your fingertips. You are a fully modern creature, driving in the fast lane on the information superhighway. So what is this? piece of archaic infrastructure doing in your house? Speakeasy is proud to present OneLink, a nationwide dedicated DSL connection that does not require a telephone landline. Why bother paying up to $40 a month to keep that phone line around just for your DSL? With Speakeasy's OneLink, you don't need to. You get a dedicated line that offers a superior connection and all the features of DSL. Crazy fast speeds, a higher quality network, intelligent support without the hassle of that old-fashioned landline. Do yourself a favor and visit www.speakeasy.net to order Speakeasy's OneLink DSL service today. Put that extra $40 a month to good use and treat yourself to a lot of triple shot, half fat, no foam, extra hot, sugar-free, no whip, hazelnut, mocha lattes.
And we are back. We are almost ready to get this game underway. We're just getting some... Oh, there they are. They're ref... Yes, I'm a ref now. I'm happy. That makes me happy. Everyone is warming up. The first map of the evening is going to be Frostbite. We're waiting to face after the first round on this match, and we are just about ready to go. Still waiting for one person to connect for the Natalie squad. They've got five. We need six, and then we'll get this game started. Inside the game, we've got some other good matches going on right now as well. We've got Tossbot doing some enemy territory over there on server one. We've got some CTF on server three. It is Euro Cup madness here this afternoon on Inside the Game. Good times. Of course, we've got this year, enemy territory is going to be at QuakeCon, something that was dearly missing from QuakeCon last year. I missed it, and I'm glad it's going to be there this year. So hopefully we can get a good team set out there, and we'll have all the coverage from live from QuakeCon this August. Down in Dallas, Texas. I know Tosspot already has his ticket, and we're going to make him do nothing but enemy territory the entire weekend. He's not going to get to sleep. He's not going to get to eat. He's just going to do, you know, enemy territory, all of it. It'll be fun. So we are just about ready to get this game. We're waiting on seven players to get ourselves ready before we start. Like I said, Frostbite is the map here this evening. It's been quite a long time for RTCW. I keep expecting to find some, you know, covert ops and a couple of other enemy territory-esque things. But no, this is the real deal. None of that fancy, fruity landmines and all that other stuff for us. This is straight RTCW. It's the way we like it. It's the way that it's been sorely missed. I know the community isn't as popular as it was even a year ago, but, you know, there is still a diehard fan base for it. And because of that, we love it. We love them for playing the game. Waiting on six players to get ourselves ready. We still only have five for Natalie, so that's probably who we're waiting for. Gonna take us out to a quick break. We'll be right back for the Open Cup Spring 2005 Division 1 Finals, VIB versus Natalie, coming up in just a couple of seconds here on Inside the Game. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Know it could be great. Take a chance, 'cause you
are back, and we are going to start in just a couple of seconds here. And these, we restarted the map, so everything is looking good. We're looking good, and we're just waiting on four players to ready up. Give you a quick roster rundown. Starting out on the allies, we've got VIB, Edge, Maxa, Krytos, DJ, Arno, and Max. For Natalie, the Axis Squad, Larissa, Keza, Vafleur, Jehus, Razor, and Flitz. We've got Wolf TV set up. We've got Junis as our ref and DA on the mic. This is Inside the Game Open Cup Finals, Division Cup, or sorry, Division 1 Finals. There we go. We are on Frostbite to start. And we've got two players still holding out on us, and this game will get started in just a second here on Inside the Game. Looking forward to this a lot. Just trying to get myself all set up in terms of the view. I'm stuck in someone's view. I'm not quite sure what's up with that. Let's take a look here. As we're waiting on one more player. Oh, who's holding on to us? It's going to be Keza. Keza, what are you doing? He's taking his sweet time here.
Prepare
there we go.
Fight.
Prepare to fight. This game is going to start in 13 seconds inside the game. Open Cup Finals, Spring 2004. This is Division 1. Violence is Bad versus Natalie in 3, 2, 1.
Fight.
And here we go. We've got the Axis spawning in. We're following Razor right now. He's dropping the ammo, Lieutenant, for the rest of his squad. We've got the allies already coming in. They're throwing out the airstrikes. Oh, and we've got a nice two-man kill for Keza. Takes out DJ and Krytos. Phillips, we've got dynamite planted at the main door already. The allied engineers, they are earning their pay here this evening. Grenades are coming flying out everywhere as we've got a carnage outside that main door right now. 9 minutes, 27 seconds remaining on the clock. VIB waiting for that door to blow to access the base to get inside and get the job done. More grenades flying out, more airstrikes. That dynamite is going to go any second now. Maxa is sitting back. He is backed up by Edge, and they're waiting for the rest of their crew to spawn back in. Here we go. Main door has been breached. 9:07 on the clock. Oh, unfortunate. As the allies capture that upper complex, just gunfights everywhere happening up here. 8:56 remaining on the clock. Allies do have that upper complex, and they are now inside the bunker. They are making their way towards that objective. The Axis know they are going to reclaim that flag, and it is now in possession of the Natalie squad. DJ is on the outside. There is the fight, and oh, before he can get to it, it's not going to happen. Keza will get their first machine gun action, and that is going to stop that fight right then and there. Keza doing a fantastic job holding down that flag, and he is going to reclaim that once again and get some airstrikes ready to toss out Panzerfaust from Vafhorn. Very nice. Takes out Edge and Krytos. That is a two-man Panzer kill right there. That's what we like to see. 8 minutes, 16 seconds remaining on the clock. We're following Arno. Arno's still stuck outside. He has got the Panzerfaust ready. He's going to drop that. And oh, not going to happen. Support fire is going to come and take him out of the picture. Vafleur is going to try that Panzer once again. Take out Krytos. Only a one-man kill this time. Or no, is it going to be a two-man kill? Max is also the one to fall with that Panzer fire. Grenades are being thrown out by the soldiers here, but we still have Natalie in control of that flag room. So far, they've been able to get that a couple times to the allies, but they haven't been able to hang on to that. As right now, 7:41 remaining on the clock. Time is rapidly ticking away, and Natalie has excellent control of the base right now. More grenades coming flying out. Hands of fire everywhere. You can hear the airstrikes coming from outside. It is carnage here on Frostbite. Goes the gunfire. Oh, and Max is going to empty his clip into that body. Not going to leave anything for revival. It's just absolute death out here on Frostbite. 7 minutes, 14 seconds on the clock. The main door has been blown open, and we are still waiting for the allies to get in there. Manage to get that flag and hang on to it, as that has gone back and forth several times. But that's it. Keza is down, and with that, the allies will capture that upper complex. Now they've got control of that. They're heading inside the base. They can hang on to that, get that nice, close spawn point. And we have got dynamite going down. Edge has the pliers dynamite out, planted. And dynamite has been planted by that service door. 6:46 on the clock, so he is looking pretty good. Still plenty of time now that they're actually inside the base to go and get that objective complete. They've got lots of work ahead of them, though. As we've got the supply documents, they're just sitting out in the open. They need to be transmitted. 6:26. All is quiet. Vlafor is still with that Panzerfaust. Takes a shot. Takes out Krytos. Kraito seems to be his favorite target here this evening. He's gone down at least three times, but there goes the service door. The service door has been breached here on Frostbite. Those documents are in some trouble as here come the allies. Balance is bad. They are making a mark inside this base. Backside is going to do some carnage, but no, get taken out from behind. Not going to happen. 6 minutes even remaining on the clock. There goes the airstrikes. They're outside. It's smoky. It's dangerous. And we've got Arno taking a look at what he's doing inside the base. Has his pistol out. He's making his way towards those documents. Backside, he's backing him up. Here comes the Panzer. Nope, we're going to put that away. Wants to get a clear shot on the Axis, not taking his teammates out in the process. Nicely done, one shot. Takes out Keza, absolutely gives him in the doorway. And Black Lord is going to try that as well. But there are the documents, and they're being guarded by the Zappies right now. Not for long. Allies have the documents. DJ manages to grab those. He is cut down in the field. It is just bloody and messy here. As there it goes, the Axis have returned those documents. 5:14 on the clock. Still half the map to go. But once again, allies have their hands on those documents. Let's get a lock on them. So they're in the hands of Kraitos right now. Let's see if he can't make his way to the comm room. Kraitos is on the run, backed up by the rest of his squad, as he's got Maxa in front of him. Kraitos, the medic, a good position to be in. Medic has the documents, he can heal himself as he runs. Still trapped outside. 4 minutes, 46 seconds, waiting for his teammates to clear a path to the comm room. Kraitos outside now, and he is running for all he is worth, making his way inside. Oh, and he is going to be dropped dead right at the doorway of his spawn. And before the rest of his team can spawn in and pick up those documents, the Axis will return the documents. Very nice play by Natalie. It looked almost like it was going to be too late, but they did manage to cut down the document carrier just in time. Nice play. 4:18 on the clock. We're going to have to try for a third attempt. As the Axis reclaim the upper complex just at the same time, the documents are picked up once again by the allies. DJ has them in his grubby hands, backed up by Maxa, and they're trying to get back outside, get to the communication room, and get the job done. But here comes the Axis. They're going to make sure this doesn't happen. And just like that, we've got Lazus. He has returned those documents, and they are back in the hands of the Axis squad once again. 3 minutes, 49 seconds on the clock. Time starting to run out for VIB. Allies once again capturing. And here we go. Kraitos once again has the documents. 3:39 on the clock, backed up by Maxim once again. And Kraitos is going to wait for some more backup, wait for that path to be cleared to the comm room. Got the grenades out, but here come the Axis once again. Nicely done with that grenade there, saving him like the nick of time. Kraitos managing to save his ass, save the documents, and now is heading outside as he waits for somebody to come in. Needs some backup. There's DJ. The two of them can now head outside. Don't forget, this is where Kraitos got before, but he was cut down at the Allied spawn point. And he's going to try this once again. Hide and make sure nobody knows where he is until he gets a clear path with those documents. Kraitos pulls up, the documents are picked up by another teammate. Maxa has them this time. So let's get a lock on him and see if he's going to be able to get to those to the comm room. As he is in trouble, 52 health, he's a medic, he's going to revive himself. But he was hurt by support fire thrown out by Razor. 2 minutes, 42 seconds on the clock. As he is making his way, healing himself as best he can, heading up the ladder. They're very, very close to getting these documents transmitted. They have to clear out the comm room. Is it a trap set? Oh, there is! The documents are dropped, and they are dropped 3 feet away from the transmitter. Holy crap, that was an ambush right there by the Axis squad, and those documents have been returned. There's going to be all kinds of swearing happening on the VIB team chat right now. That was a fantastic play. Kraitos getting the upper complex once again. And they've got 2 minutes and 9 seconds to try this again. That was the fourth attempt on the documents. That was the closest they've come yet, but Natalie was able to stop them in their tracks and get those documents returned. Once again, the fight is in the flag room. They're battling it out over and over again for that flag. 153 now on the clock. They're past that 2 minute mark. And we've got some knifing going on. DJ is going to pull up that knife, switch back to his machine gun. 1:44 on the clock. Two-man squad heading towards the document room. We've got just enough time to make another attempt at this, but oh, Natalie is not going to have that happen at all. Jehu's MP40 style. cuts them in their path, and that is going to be another failed attempt for the VIB squad. VIB not having much luck with the documents. They've had their hands on them a number of times, but just unable to get there. And that ambush set up inside the calm room by the Natalie squad. Danger, danger indeed. 113, we're dangerous close to a garbage time here on Frostbite. As Max coming down the hallway, not gonna happen. Razor is there to stop him. Jack is taking out Cutdown in the path, but we've got allies. Allies look like they are going to grab the documents. They've got less than 1 minute to go. And that's it. It's not gonna happen right there, as the Axis will return those documents. 49 seconds. Maybe, if somebody's close to the documents, they can get in there, get those, and run out. But they are running out of time. We're close to garbage time. Here come the grenades. Nice grenade by Max. That was some great play right there. He was hiding inside one of the cubby holes and popped out with a grenade. Took out Blackfloor and Razor. And Keza went down as well. Documents are in the hands. They've got Kratos has those. Is he going to be able to get to it? And he's still trapped in the bunker, so it's not going to happen. The Axis once again have returned those documents. 16 seconds to go, and we've got spam happening in the console. It is not going to happen for the VIB squad. We're going to have a full 10 minutes on the clock. Let's see if Natalie's offense is as good as their defense in the next round. That is it. Clock set to 10 minutes. No time was set for VIB in round one of set one. Going to take us to a quick break. We'll be right back. This is the Open Cup Finals on Inside the Game with DA. Stick around. Round number two is coming in just 1 second.
Epileptic Gaming on Radio ITG.
See, doesn't that look totally Wolfenstein?
Dude, there's verification right here.
That it is.
Yeah.
I was right.
Anna, I did it.
Awesome, dude. Look, you fight a giant elephant, dude.
Yeah, that's hardcore.
Oh, wait, it says out of grapes? Better feed him some wheat. Yeah!
Calling all freaks.
Epileptic Gaming, Fridays at 7, only on Radio ITG.
Gamers are all about low ping nowadays, and I should know. DJ Weed here, and I have got to tell you about Speakeasy. They're the preferred ISP of serious gamers. Want to know why? Well, you get hooked up with up to 4 static IPs, 8 email accounts, 200 megs of web storage, access to local game servers on a nationwide POP network, a FileShack Mercury account, and priority routing when you sign up for the Gamers Plus package at speakeasy.net. Now, how can you beat that? You can't. Would I lie to you? Of course not. We've come a long way since ice skating and Quake 1 on a 14K modem, so it's about time you got with the program, don't you think? Look, if you want to find out for yourself, then fire up your web browser and check out www.speakeasy.net. They're the preferred ISP for serious gamers. That's www.speakeasy.net. No.
Radio ITG.
And we are back inside the game. I have my game sounds. I understand they were too loud in that last round, but I think I have them fixed now. Let me know how it sounds. And we join this round already in process. We have got VIB defending against the incoming Natalie squad. 9 minutes, 9 seconds on the clock. Dynamite has been planted and the main door has been breached. We now have allied penetration of the bunker. Let's take a look at what's going on. The fight is over the flag room right now. Kratos throwing out the grenades. Nicely done as he took out Vaflor as he was coming in up the ladder. And that's not going to happen. We've got Jack who's hiding behind the door, but that's not going to fool. Kratos takes him out. And that is it. We're going to have another push by the Allied squad once again. Give you a quick roster rundown. The incoming Natalie Allied squad is LaRusso, Vaflor, Razor, Filitz, Keza and Jahus, the defending VIB Axis squad, Kratos, Maxa, DJ, Max, Edge, and Arno. We've got WTV set up. Check it out in IRC if you want to know where the cameras are. 8 minutes, 20 seconds on the clock. We've got DJ hanging out inside that flag room, making sure no one gets in to claim that for the allies. So far, we've got the main door blown, but not much else has happened for the Natalie squad. They are trying their best, though, to get something done here as we've got, oh, carnage, absolute carnage from the Max and Maxa duo with their MP40s. Them plus DJ took out 5 members of the Natalie squad in one fell swoop. Nicely done. Fantastic aim for the VIB squad. and they are once again preparing themselves to get ready for the next push by the Natalie squad. Let's take a look outside, see what's going on. They're spawning back in, still haven't managed to get control of that upper complex, so they're going to spawn in all the way back in the field by the comm rooms. And we've got Violence is Bad. They're going to kill themselves, spawn back in, and get ready for the next defense. Nice Panzerfaust from Arno. Two-man kill. Keza and Jahus on their way in are now on their way out. And we've got Maxa defending with that MP40, doing all he can. He is backed up by his teammate. It's a nice combination here as Edge and Maxa. They're holding everyone back with their MP40 fire. There is 7 minutes and 8 seconds remaining on the clock. Don't forget, this is the grand final for Division 1 in the Spring 2005 Open Cup. And the next map is going to be Base. So we'll be switching to Base after this round here on Frostbite. 6:50 on the clock. Allies capturing that upper complex once again. And we've got Maxa heading up there to try and take that back for the Axis squad. He will take out LaRusse. And there it goes. Axis now have that upper complex once again. We've got Violence is Bad. Their defense very, very strong on this map as they are holding them back. But we've got the allies. They have got the documents. Jahu is able to sneak in there, grab the documents, and no one even thought to look for him. Now, the service door is still closed, so he is going to have to either wait for an engineer or take the long way around. Now, he is still trapped where the documents are and was unable to get very far with that. Razor managed to get in there, take out the document holder, and return the documents. So the first grab by the Natalie squad, unsuccessful but very nicely done. We need that service door blown open. Where are the engineers? Because he was trapped. If that was open, he would have had a nice clear route to head back outside. But unfortunately, it just didn't happen. 6 minutes on the clock, nice and even. As we're starting to get to that halfway point for the Natalie squad, they did a good job of holding back Violence is Bad. But now Violence is Bad is doing the exact same thing to them. And so far, no luck with those documents. One grab, unsuccessful. There we go. Dynamite planted near that service door. And we may have an escape route opened up for the Allied squad in just a second here. That would be good. Let's take a look at what's going on outside. There we go. We're taking a look at what Edge is doing. Edge is dead. That's not going to work at all. Let's see if we can't grab somebody else. 5 minutes, 19 seconds on the clock. Service door has been breached. Nice work by the engineers. Edge still hasn't spawned back in yet. 5 minutes even on the clock. Here we go. The Axis are coming in. And the Allies have taken those documents once again. Jahus, they are in hands. Let's get a lock on what those Allies are doing. Natalie has control of the documents right now. Axis going to reclaim that upper complex. May not matter. If they can get a nice clear run to the transmission tower, we could have a time set here on Frostbite. So far, no time has been set. That was a null round. VIB unable to get a time set in the first round. Documents still in the hands of Jahus. We're going to send an Axis squad out there, try and cut them off at the pass. Panzer fire! DJ and Max going down. Vlafleur is doing a great job with that weapon right there. Very powerful. Taking out two members as well. Oh, documents are still inside the bunker. And it looks like, oh, we had Edge trying to grab them, but he managed to be cut down by the document holder. Jahus is a medic, and he has got his grubby hands on those documents, not giving them up. 4 minutes, 4 seconds to go on the clock. Documents still in the hands of the Allies. Axis are doing everything they can to try and get back to them. Jahus. Oh, Panzer fire, what was that? A three-man kill. Razor, LaRusse, and Flitz all taken out at once. Excellent shot by Arno with that Panzer fire. Documents are still in the hands of Natalie. He's not, or in Jahus. He's not getting 35 seconds on the clock, and he is waiting for the rest of his team to spawn in and provide some backup for him. As he is all by himself, once again, Arno with that two-man Panzerfaust. As he is just cutting the swath through the path of the Natalie squad. But the documents are still alive. They're still out in the field. And here we go. Jahu's trying to defend his documents with all his worth. He is rapidly running out of ammo. And that's not going to happen. Here we go. Axis have returned the documents. As we had Jahu's left with only his pistol. And he was unable to defend against the incoming VIB onslaught. No documents returned there. We have time for one or two more tries from the Natalie squad. 2:54 on the clock. Allies once again capturing that upper complex that's gone back and forth here on Frostbite. taking a look inside, see if we can't find who's going to grab those documents next. Still in the hands of the Axis Squad. No time set in round one of set one. This is round two of set one. And so far, the document's still in the hands of the VIB Defensive Squad. We've got Krytos defending them for all he's worth. Heading upstairs, he is now backed up by a Max, his other teammates. Allies capturing that cover complex once again. We are running out of time here on Frostbite. 2 minutes, 15 seconds on the clock. And once again, the allies coming through the hallways, and they are just being cut to shreds by the MP40 fire of the Axis Squad. Woohoo! We've got some jubilation inside the console right now. They haven't got the documents, but they sure are happy. We will be moving to base in just a few moments after this map is over. We've got time for one more push by the Natalie squad. The VIB are proving very, very tricky as once again, Krytos is going to try and grab that upper complex away from the Allies squad. So far, no luck. Keza's going to make his way inside. 1:37 on the clock. We need a document grab and we need it quickly. Otherwise, we're going to have a null round. We'll get an update from the admins with the score if that happens. 1:26 to go, minute and a half. Still need to grab those documents. They are not in the hands of the Axis Squad. Again, I spoke too soon. They do have the documents. Let's get a lock on the document carrier right now. LaRusso has those docs. Will he be able to get very far with those? He's now outside with his crew, heading back into the bunker, trying to find a clear path to get back home. They have got 1 minute to go. Final minute of gameplay here on Frostbite. Documents are still trapped inside the bunker. There we go. Picked up once again. They were dropped. This time Will has them. Will they be returned? No, he still has them in his hands. And they are switching hands very, very quickly. Trying to get a lock on the document carrier. It is Razor this time. 33 seconds to go. This is crunch time. They need to basically make a run for it and just go. Go like the wind. 26 seconds. Razor has the documents. Panzerfaust coming outside of the comm tower. He knows that somebody's in there and he's going to have to try and sneak in. Can he do it? 16 seconds to go. He's dropping through the hole and yes! He will do it with 13 seconds to go. Razor gets those documents home, and the clock has been set. Nicely done. They literally had a couple of seconds left. 9:46 was the official time on that clock right there. 9:46. Talk about leaving it to the very last second. That is going to be 2 points for the Natalie squad. 0-4. Violence is bad, and they're getting themselves ready up to take on the next play on Frostbite. Going to take us out to a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Inside the Game with some exciting Open Cup RTCW finals. Here we go. Just a couple of seconds.
Epileptic Gaming on Radio ITG.
We're fired. I think we are.
Epileptic Gaming, you're on the air. We're fired. Hello.
Someone's taking a crap. They called
this
us.
This is what we think of your show.
They took a crap. No freaks.
Epileptic Gaming, Fridays at 7, only on Radio ITG.
And we're back just in round number two. And here we go. Everyone has already a roster rundown for the Violence is Bad squad. Edge, Maxa, Krytos, DJ, Arno, and Max. The Natalie squad is LaRusso, Keza, Baffler, Jackmus, Razor, and Flitz. We've got WTV set up. Junis is our admin. And here we go. We are still on Frostbite. The score is currently 2-0 in favor of Natalie. 9:46 was the time we set on that last round. And once again, they are going to try and get this done in a time. They were unable to, Violence is Bad, unable to set a time in round number one. And we've got Dynamite going down at the door, but the engineer unable to get that planted. So we're going to have to wait for the engineer to get in here. And Keza is going to pull out his pliers. Dynamite has him planted at that main door. We've got Violence is Bad setting up their defenses inside. Dynamite, we're waiting for that to tick down, tick away. 9:19 on the clock. We've got Natalie trying to improve on their time. It's in 46 seconds, leaving it to the very last possible second in order to get those documents transmitted. But whatever, a time is still a time. And they were able to get that done, very nicely done, in the first round. This is now round number one of set number two. The main door has been breached. The allies are now coming inside. We've got Vib. They are scrambling. Violence is bad. They are trying to get their defenses set up. Try and stop the Natalie squad. Still in possession of the Axis squad that's backed up by DJ and his teammate Panzerfire once again from Arno. Jehus and Keza are going to be cut down. DJ doing a great job of holding on to that flag room. Still hasn't given up that control of that. And we've got the allies coming in one at a time. But DJ is just proven to be too powerful. And then we go taken out by Vlaflor. But he will get revived by his medic teammate. The allies have captured that upper complex, but not for very long, as that's going to go back in the hands of the Axis, I believe. There we go. Axis reclaim that. 8 minutes, 11 seconds on the clock. As we've got VIB, they're going to kill themselves, spawn back in the right classes, get themselves ready for the next push from the Natalie squad. Service door still has not been planted, so we still have that escape route blocked off for the allies squad. 6-on-6 RTCW flag room in control of the Axis, and we've got airstrikes being thrown outside everywhere you look. Explosions as Vlaflur and the rest of the Natalie squad making their way inside. 7:37 on the clock. Still plenty of time for Natalie to get in here and get this job done. Making their way up the stairs now. That main door has been blown open. The service door still has not. As the Natalie squad are going to have to spawn back in. Most of them are dead. Max is going to hop on top of the storage wall. No one really worrying about the storage wall here in RTCW. This is the first thing to be blown in enemy territory. But that's okay. We're just not going to worry about that at all. 7 minutes, 9 seconds on the clock. Plenty of time. But we've got some very strong defense set up by Violence is Bad. They were able to hold off Team Natalie for 9 minutes and 46 seconds in the first set. But they still managed to squeak through with just a couple of seconds to spare. Very, very exciting gameplay. More Panzerfire from Arno, only taking out Blitz this time. Allies once again capturing that upper complex. And it's going to go back and forth once again. It's a very popular fight room. As the Axis managing to take a hold of that, almost not worth it to grab that. I mean, you do get the spawn point, but you're just going to fight over it a couple times. And that usually just leads you to have to spawn back in all the way back at your base. 6:26 on the clock. Plenty of time for Natalie to get in here, get the time set. First team, 2 3-points, will take the final game. Forget base is the map we're moving to next. Allies have the documents. That's what we've been waiting for. Vlaflur has them. Let's see what he can do with his Panzerfire. As he will make good use of that Panzer. Take out Arno. And Arno is the one, of course, who has the Panzer for the opposite side. So take out the Panzer with the Panzer. But he's not going to get very far with that. The Allies drop the documents. Axis are going to return, though. 5 minutes, 50 seconds on the clock now. Dynamite going down as some dummy dynamite just to cause some problems for the Axis squad. We got Natalie, taking a grenade right to the face from Edge. Nicely thrown. Not going to happen. Once again, that upper complex in the hands of the Axis. 5 minutes, 31 seconds on the clock. We got Edge heading up some stairs, going to back up his teammates. And here come allies, right through the doorway, trying to get in. So far being held off. We've had one document grab so far. They've been unable to repeat that. This room still in control of the Axis squad, so no nice forward spawn point. Oh my god! That was a 4-man grenade kill. Flitz, Razor, Jahus, and LaRusso. All of them taken out by Arno and Edge. 2-man grenade throwing team. Very nicely done. Natalie, that was cut down, and they're going to have to regroup and try this once again. DJ still holding on to that flag room, and no one is going to get that forward deployment here this evening. Not if DJ has anything to say about it. 4:44 on the clock. We're past the halfway point here on Frostbite. And it's just a matter of time for those documents are picked up and sent back home to the motherland. Lots of airstrikes being thrown outside. Keza still trying to penetrate this Axis base. They can get in, but once they're in, they aren't seeming to be able to do very much against the VIB defensive squad. Keza throwing up grenades as best he can, trying to clear a path for the rest of his men to get in there, grab those docks, and head out. But so far, no luck. Max are taken out by his teammate Arno, but Flitz will go down once again at the hands of the Panzerfaust of Arno. 4 minutes, 3 seconds to go. Once again, Natalie spawning back in, way back at their spawn point. Vlaflur firing out in his Panzerfaust, not making any contact with that, but here come the airstrikes. The airstrike's trying to cause some confusion for the Axis squad, for the Allies squad. Vaflor is still outside, heading inside now. 3:44 on the clock. No documents grabbed after that first unsuccessful couple of runs by the Natalie squad. Still wanting to set a time. It's their time to set the time that VIB will have to try and beat in order to tie up this game on Frostbite. 3:26. Once again, Natalie spawning in from way back where. Once again, the Panzerfaust of Arno. You just need to take that weapon away from him. Important guy to get out of the picture if you want to have any luck at getting those documents out of the into the comm room and get those transmitted. He is just on fire. He's absolutely dominating with that pan. He is a force to be reckoned with. Something you just don't want to have in your way. Razor respawning, trying this once again. Team Natalie running out of time. 2:51 on the clock. Got time for one or two more pushes before they're going to have to give up as the job well done. They do still have 2 points over VIB. So that's going to give them a nice push. They've got a little bit of room to play with, but if VIB is able to change that in the next round, well, then that's going to be a different game altogether. 2:30. If they're able to do this, they will take the finals. But so far, they have not having much luck getting that, getting those documents at all. That service door is still not been blown open, so if they do manage to get their hands on the documents, they're going to have a hard time getting out of the base. Vaflor, Panzerfaust, coming down the hallway, takes out Max. We've got a lot of dead bodies here on Frostbite. Keza killing himself, going to spawn back in, try this once again. 2-minute mark is going to sound right there. They've got 2 minutes to go. Let's get this job done. 1:56. Natalie trying to claim the next point and the win. Dynamite finally down at the service door. And if they do grab those documents, they will have an alternate escape route. We've got VIB, all of them heading back into the document room, trying to get their defense set up. The documents, no, not going to happen. Axis reclaiming that upper complex once again, just trying to stop the Allies in any way they can. 1.5 minutes to go. We are rapidly running out of time. This is going to be it for the Natalie squad. They've got to get this done. If they don't, it is going to be no luck. No time will be set, and we will be moving to base, possibly with a tie game. We'll have to see how that goes in the next half. Near the storage wall. Storage wall not blown. 1:11 on the clock. And we've got Natalie still outside the base, not even inside where the documents are. That's not going to help. What are we doing? 1 minute. This is the final minute of play. Maxa is holding down the fort. He's got the documents in his hands, and he is just going to make sure no one gets them. He's a one-man defensive squad, but so far, Natalie is still trapped outside, so it doesn't really matter that he's all by himself. Here we go. We've got ally penetration of the base, but Maxa's doing a good job. Takes out Razor and Jahu, so two of them are down, and we do have a medic trying to get them revived, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen. 34 seconds, last ditch attempt for the Natalie squad. They must get the documents. They do have them. See if we can get another miracle play by the Natalie squad. Jahus has the documents in his hands. 23 seconds, it's going to be close. See if we can't get a lock on the document carrier. That is still, it's La Russo now. Documents were dropped, picked up by another member of the Natalie squad. 12 seconds. They are cutting this close. No, it's not going to happen. That's it. The Axis have returned the documents, and Natalie is not going to be able to set a time here on Frostbite in round one of set two. That is it. Clock is set to 10 minutes. The Axis win. We're going to have VIB getting their chance to tie this game up in just a couple of seconds here on Inside the Game. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with some more Return to Castle Wolfenstein. The Open Cup Division 1 Finals. We'll be right back.
From the scars on my arms and the cracks in my hips and the dents in my car and the blisters on my lips that I'm not the carefulest of girls. You can tell from the glass on the floor and the strings that are breaking and I keep on breaking more. And it looks like I am shaking, but it's just in the temperature. Then again, if it were any colder, I could disengage. If I were any older, I would act my age, but I don't think that you believe me. It's not the way I'm meant to be. It's just the way the operation made me.
from the state of my room that they let me out too soon, and the pills that I ate came a couple weeks too late. And I've got some issues to work through. There I go again, pretending to be you, make believing that I have a soul beneath the surface, trying to convince you it was accidentally unpleasant. I am not so serious. This passion is a plagiarism. I might join your century, but only on a rare occasion. I was taken up in for the labor pains it did. And now the words was accident. I undergo anachronism. You can buy the red in my eyes, and the bruises on my thighs, and the knots in my hair, and the bathtub full of flies, that I'm not right now at all. There I go again, pretending that I'll fall. Don't call the doctors, they've seen it all before. They'll say, just let her crash and burn. She'll learn. The attention just encourages her. And you can tell from the full body cast that you're sorry that you asked, that you did everything you could like any decent person would. But I might be catching, so don't touch. Don't believe that you're immune to gravity and stuff. Don't get me wet, because the bandages will all come off. You can tell from the smell at the stick that the current state is critical. But it's the little things I'm saying. The time it takes to break it, she can make up 10 excuses. Just excuse her for the day, it's just the way the medication makes her. Necessarily believe there is a cure for this, so I might join your century, but only as a devil. Yes, it's always too precarious, removed as necessary. In a
Inside the Game. Radio IDG.
And we are back. This is DA for Inside the Game. This game already in progress. See if we can't get a lock on what's going on now. 7 minutes, 29 seconds remaining on the clock. We've got the Natalie squad. They are Axis defending against Violence is Bad. They're the incoming allied squad. They are trying to get any time at all set on this map, as Natalie unable to get a time, full 10 minutes on the clock for VIB. Now, VIB unable to get a time set in round one of set one. So far, the score is 2-0 in favor of the Natalie squad over the VIB team. And they do have control of the forward deployment flag. They are now making their way inside to those documents. 7 minutes on the clock. So far, with control of that flag room, they are doing better than they have done before. Two-man Panzer kill for Arno works just as well as Axis, as allies. It does not matter. And we've got Edge trying to get in there to grab those documents. Nice grenade throw, and he will get those documents. And we may have a fast time set by the VIB squad after all. Service door has been blown. They will make their way outside now. 6:39 on the clock. Edge has the documents. He's making his way outside, trying to find a clear path to get to that comm room. Panzer fire once again. Arno doing some damage. Edge keeping himself alive. He's heading down the ladder, making his way across the field. Here's the tarmac. 6:16 on the clock. Edge is just running as fast as his legs will take him. And the documents are inside the comm room. Just need to get to the transmitter, and he will do it. Nicely done right there. VIB making up for anything that may not have happened before. And they will set a time of 3:53. Definitely more than good enough to get that, to get those 2 points they need to tie this game. 3:53, nicely done by the VIB squad. We are now going to be moving to base. We are now tied 2-2. This is going to be a very important round. Whoever is the allies are going to want to set a good time. And this is just going to be one heck of a match right now here. We're switching to base. We're going to have this match start in just a second. One more quick break. We'll be back with the second map of the Open Cup Finals. This is Division 1, Violence is Bad versus Team Natalie. This is Inside the Game with DA. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is Radio ITG.
Listen, play.
Radio ITG.
And we are back. We are in the Open Cup Spring 2005 Division 1 Finals. Violence is Bad versus Natalie. And we are now in base. Score is tied 2-2. Round one of set one, we had VIB unable to set a time. Round number two, we had a time set of 9 minutes and 46 seconds by the Natalie squad, cutting it as close as they possibly can. They were unable to repeat that in the second half and did not set a time at all in round number one of set number two, but we had a time of 3:53 set by the VIB squad, coming back, making up for anything they may have done in the first couple of rounds. Nicely done. So the score is now tied at 2-2. And we are on map number two. This is base, and here we go. The In Kylie squad defending once again. 14:26 remaining on the clock. VIB, they've got that south radar tower. Dynamite has been planted, so we've got penetration of the towers once again. South is going to be the first to fall, a strategy we've seen 1,000 times over here on base. And carnage is happening all over through the choke point. Nicely done. Defense set up by the Natalie squad. Dynamite is going to blow at the south tower any second now. We're not going to worry about that. Just plant it and run. The north tower is what we're worried about. Score is tied. This is an all-important round. Whoever sets the best time in this round, they're going to be the ones to take home the championship, as the south tower has been disabled. That just leaves the north tower here on MP base. 14:43 on the clock. Arno and his Panzerfire of Doom. He's going to try this once again. Now camped out, and north radar has already been planted. Very fast play by the VIB squad. Panzerfire from Arno once again, taking out two men, LaRusso and Keza. And this could spell doom for the Natalie squad. We need an Alex's engineer to get in there, get that dynamite, defuse. Are they going to be able to do it? 13:16 on the clock. Dynamite already taken away. Just a couple of seconds, no sign of any allied engineer or Axis engineer to get that dynamite defused. We've got VIB already, and that is it. 1 minute and 55 seconds. Holy crap. There is really not much you can say about that. 1:55 on base, and I think that is going to be the final nail in the coffin for the Natalie squad, unless they've got something absolutely amazing to pull out of their pants. There's no way they can beat a time of 1:55. This is one of the fastest times I've ever seen here on MP base, and we're just waiting on three players to get themselves 1:55. Much huge kudos going out to Violence is Bad for setting that time. Absolutely astounding. As everyone has readied up, the teams have been switched, and now it is all on Team Natalie. They were looking pretty good at the end of the first set, but this could be, once again, the final nail in their coffin. 1:55 on the clock, 2 seconds until this round starts. Fight. And here we go. They've got absolutely no chance to make any mistakes. They must get in there and get it done and just basically do whatever it is they can with less than 2 minutes. Two towers blown up, the north and the south. But once again, the Panzerfaust of Arno. That is going to spell the doom. Vafur, though, he's going to come back and do his own damage. So we have two-man Panzer kills by each team. 1:29 on the clock. Time is rapidly running out for Team Natalie, and they didn't have much time to begin with. To no sign of any dynamite even going down on the south tower yet. What can they be doing? We've got Axe's defense set up all around the north tower. There goes the south tower dynamite. That's going to be 30 seconds to blow up. We're going to switch our focus to the north tower. They've got about one chance. And they have got all kinds of Axis defense set up around this tower. Arno with his Panzerfaust is just waiting for a perfect shot. He's going to take that, take out LaRusso, and then make his way back towards the Tunnel of Death. He's going to take a look down there. 48 seconds. This is the only chance for Natalie to come back, as they have been handed the cruel, cruel hand of fate. With 1:55 time set by Violence is Bad. 38 seconds. We're 6 seconds away from garbage time. No sign of any allied engineers. This is not going to be good for the Team Natalie squad. That's it. We have 30 seconds, and we are officially in garbage time. Even if they get that dynamite planted, there is no chance for that to blow up. And good game, the console. Fabulous work by the Axis engineer for VIB. That was just some fantastic work right there. 11 seconds to go, and that's going to be it. It's going to spell game over. Waiting for this clock to tick down. 3 seconds to go. And of course, no time set by the Natalie squad. They were unable to beat that 1:55 because, man, is that ever a good time. Let's see what's going on inside the console right now. No one's saying a heck of a lot. No, we're going to play that next round anyway, so they are going to have another chance at this. So they're going to ready up, get this started once again. Natalie is going to have their chance to try and set a better time, as they're going to have the full 15 minutes on their clock at their disposal. And we're going to have to see if VIB is going to be able to do that once again, work that magic, and get that plant down, get both of those towers blown. And we'll have to see if that's going to happen. Give me just a couple of seconds. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Inside the Game, RTCW Finals. We'll be right back.
Epileptic Gaming on Radio ITG.
And my number one is from River City Ransom.
Oh, my God.
Because I saw him naked, and he's got a nice butt.
What?
What?
Coming up, freaks.
Epileptic Gaming, Fridays at 7, only on Radio ITG.
This is Radio ITG.
And we are back, 14:30 on the clock. We are on base. Natalie, it is up to the Team Natalie Allied Squad, Vafur, Flitz, Razor, LaRusso, Jahus, and Kaza to set a time. They have the full 15 minutes on the clock, but they are going to be stopped by the Violence is Bad team of Maxa, Max, Edge, Kratos, DJ, and Erno. 14:11 remaining on the clock. We had VIB sadly unable to beat that, so we have got now a score of... I'll have to get a score update from the admins, but the dynamite has been planted at the south radar tower. Team Natalie managing to get in there, get one of the dynamites planted. They need to get both. 13:49 is on the clock. We've got Team Natalie set up inside the chokehold, but they are being cut to shreds. Dynamite still planted. Score is 2-1 in favor of VIB. So the scoring did change for the playoffs. The rules didn't say that. Naughty, naughty rules. So right now, score 2-1 in favor of Violence is Bad. Allied's team has disabled that south radar tower. 13:22 on the clock. Team Natalie's going to focus their attention on the north radar tower. So far, they are being cut to shreds by the VIB squad. I'm going to get that defense in there, but Vib is going to spawn back in, make their way towards the north tower. Max is throwing out ammo left, right, and center. Throwing it out all willy-nilly as he makes his way up the ramp, heading towards the tower. He's going to provide some nice defense for the VIB squad. Throwing out some airstrikes, taking some long-distance machine gun fire. With 5 health, he's going to back up, and that's not going to last for very much longer, as a Panzerfaust is going to catch him right between the eyes, take him out of the picture. 12:46 on the clock. The south radar tower is already down. North tower is still standing strong. No sign of any allied engineers as they're hanging out inside the chokehold. There we go. Dynamite planted at the north radar tower. And it looks like we may have an excellent time set by the Natalie squad. But we've got VIB making their way towards that tower. Let's see, we've got to have some dynamite defusal happening. Natalie is guarding his dynamite. LaRusso hanging out in here, but not for very much longer. Taken out MP40 style. Taken out by his teammate, actually. As we still have that dynamite planted, but we have someone heading in there. Could they be an engineer? Let's take a look and see what's going on. No, Razor is going to defend, and there it is. 2:54 on the clock, so it looks like Team Natalie's got a little something up their sleeve as well, setting another very good time here on base. Score is still 2-1 in favor of VIB, but if they can beat this time of 2:54, and we know they can, then they are going to take this game. If not, we're going to have another tie and talk to the admins to see what the tiebreaker is going to be. Everyone waiting out. We're still waiting on 2 players to get ready. This is the Open Cup Final, Spring 2005, Division 1 VIB versus Team Natalie. Still waiting on 2 players. This is DA for Inside the Game. And they're taking their time. What's going on? Vlafour and Flitz. Come on, ready up. 2:54 on the clock. Very nice time set by Team Natalie. We're going to have to see if that can be beat by VIB. They did get the time set of 1:55, but was that skill or was that luck? They're going to have to see if they can do it again. Still waiting on one player to ready themselves up. And here we go. Match is going to begin in 15 seconds. This is DA for Inside the Game with some RTCW on a lazy Sunday afternoon. 6 seconds for this match to begin. Good luck. Have fun being staged in the console. And this is it. Here we go. Match has begun. Spawning in. VIB making their way towards. They've got 2:48 on the clock. See if they can rework the magic in they had in that last round with a time of 1:55. They're making their way towards that south complex. Going to try and get that dynamite planted before they focus their attention on the north. They're going to go for a 2-prong attack here. Split up their team. One going outside long way. One going short. And here Edge is inside. He's got the dynamite down. The pliers are out. Nope, there we go. Pliers are out. Dynamite has been planted at the South Tower. Two-man Panzer kill for Vlafur. Takes out DJ and Kratos. 2:12 on the clock, and now we're going to focus attention on the North Tower. South has been planted. We're waiting for that one to go off. Grenades being thrown up just in case someone decides to get pretty sneaky. And we're just waiting for the right opportunity to head towards that North Tower, waiting for the rest of the VIB team to get in here. And we're going to make a group effort push on that North Radar Tower. South Tower has been disabled. 1:47 to go on the clock. This is VIB's chance to take it in one fell swoop. 1:40, still plenty of time in terms of, you know, really short times go. Airstrikes being thrown out by Max, trying to clear the path of the Allies, or the Axis, as Team Natalie is set up inside the chokehold, and they are trapping the VIB squad inside that chokehold. With 1:24 remaining on the clock, Panzerfire goes out, doesn't make contact with anyone. And we have got Edge coming up the Tunnel of Doom, not going to be able to get that done. LaRusso hanging out on top of that bridge, and he's just firing down the tunnel. Axis is in full control of the bridge area right now. 1:03 on the clock. This is VIB's one and only chance to get in here. They've got 29 seconds to get that dynamite planted. They still can do it, but they need to get their bodies over here right now. They've all been cut down. They're having to spawn all the way back over at the Allied spawn point, which is a million miles away, especially when you're running out of time. 45 seconds to go, only 15 seconds to get that dynamite planted. We could have a tiebreaker map. 38 seconds to go. Grenades being thrown out atop the bridge. 33, 32. And that is it. We are officially in garbage time. Good games being exchanged, and Natalie will tie this game up. So the score is 2-2. As we've got people asking what is going to happen. As we're not sure, tiebreaker. We're going to have a tiebreaker map. And we're just going to confirm which map that is going to be. Juncy is going to step in here and lay down the law. Tied at 2-2 at the end of four rounds. 2 on Frostbite, 2 on base. So we're going to wait for the admin to tell us what his decision is going to be. This is DA for Inside the Game. Stick around. We'll keep you updated as soon as I find out what's going to happen next. We'll be right back. Stick around.
This is Radio ITG.
All the maps have been thrown out. The only map remaining is Village. We're going to be joining Village for the tiebreaker in just a second here on Inside the Game. VIB versus Team Natalie. It's 2-2. Village is the tiebreaker. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Tune in, listen, play.
Radio ITG.
Would you like some of this?
Rocket launcher LG style, and a nice jump pad assault on the quad hand by Rizzy. He's down through the rocket, and Paul Wall's gonna pick up that quad.
Or some of this.
Red Templar in front, killing off several zealots. Nicely done here by Pyrrhus. He's pushing back Puerto Rican slowly but surely. He's got a Dark Templar to deal with.
How about both?
I love you.
I love you too.
This is Radio ITG.
And we are back inside the game. This is DA. We've got the Open Cup Spring 2005 Division 1 Finals. It's VIB versus Natalie. Now we're tied at 2-2 after four rounds. 2 on Frostbite, 2 on base. We are now first team to 3 points is going to win. So we're just getting some more clarification on the rules right now. Full hold is a point, and we're really hoping that doesn't happen. We want to see an exciting game. This is the tiebreaker map. As everyone has ready of seconds, give you a quick roster rundown. We've got the defending team is Natalie. They are the Axis. We've got LaRusso, Keza, Vafleur, Jahuz, Razor, and Flitz. The incoming allied VIP squad is Edge, Maxa, Kratos, DJ, Arno, and Max. This game is underway. 9:53 on the clock. We are on Village. And here we go. The allies are coming in. They're going to try and head to that gold crypt, try and blow that wide Edge and Kratos making their way into the first courtyard. So far, they are uncontested. Heading into the cafe right now, and there is some gunfire coming from the Axis Defense Squad. They've got a four-man defense set up inside the cafe. making their way through here. Lots of carnage happening inside these wooden walls. Maxa and Edge making their way in, but Vafleur's grenade's gonna get something to say about that. Krytos is gonna try and do the same, but there are bodies all over the place here on Village. Lots of gunfire is happening, and it is a deadly scene inside the cafeteria right now. A scene of slaughter, 9 minutes even on the clock. And that push by the VIB squad, unsuccessful. And the cafeteria, once again, is completely silent. We've got the axes set up once again, 8:50 on the clock. First team to three is going to take it in this tiebreaker match. Now, the rules are a little bit different here. Each half round is worth 1 point. And basically, no matter what you do, if you win, you get the point. So we're going to have to see how this is out. 35 seconds to go. And so far, the allies are still trying to make their way in. We've got fire coming out from behind. We've got for the VIB squad to get in here, get that flag, and then get this game on the way. Lots of MP40 fire coming out inside the wine cellar, just taking a look around. No defense set up, but up at the gold crypt, well, there's still nothing there just yet. They don't need to put anyone here. They're still fighting in the cafeteria, and there goes the panzer fire. Lots and lots of action happening inside that cafe, and we have got some defense set up as the allies manage to get through, capture that northwest courtyard, and now we've got axes set up around the gold crate. They're going to try and stop anyone from coming in and blowing that thing wide open. 7:45 on the clock. So we can pass so far. Team Natalie is defending the gold here, and the allied squad of VIB is coming in to get that Axis booty. The gold crypt so far is still intact in one piece, but support fire is coming out heavy. That's what the VIB squad is doing. They're coming streaming out of the cellar right now, and we've got dynamite down. Flyers are coming out to get that planted. And oh, it is going to get planted just as a grenade comes to blow out the engineer. He gets that planted in the nick of time. Very nicely done. And that dynamite is ticking away. No sign of any Axis engineer to come and get that dynamite defused. Nice panzer fire there from Vafleur, taking out two men of the VIB squad. 6:59 on the clock. No sign of any engineers. Dynamite is just glowing madly. And that is going to blow any second now. But here we go. Axis engineer, though, is going to try and get that done. We've got two engineers on it. And they managed to get that dynamite defused and reclaim that northwest courtyard all at the same time. Blow for the Axis squad of VIB. Unable to get that dynamite down. Nice play. But then the Axis engineers managed to get their pliers there just a little bit fast. Shut down. 6:28 on the clock. 6:22, no sign of another. Go back to get that northwest courtyard and then push their forces through the cellar. Here they come up the ladder. DJ in the lead. We've got lots of suicides happening, and that is going to be taken out by some airstrikes. Artillery support being thrown out by Keza will stop DJ in his tracks, and that plant is not going to happen on that crypt a second time. 5:59 on the clock. We are on Village. Jahus is holding down the fort for the Natalie team. So far, no sign of any allied engineers yet. Getting back to avoid that artillery support that was thrown out. So far, no sign of them. That was actually an Axis member who tried to clear out the wine cellar. But here we go once again. DJ coming up, narrowly avoiding that grenade thrown down on top of his head. It did take out Maxa, though. And DJ, he manages to stay alive. He's healing himself up nice and quick. He is a medic, unable to get that dynamite planted. Here comes Edge, the lieutenant. Still looking for an engineer for the VIB squad. 5:14 on the clock. That gold is still locked up, nice and safe in the crypt. And LaRusso, the Axis engineer, he's holding down the fort for Team Natalie, making sure no one gets in here to get that plant down a second time. You can hear the explosions going off in the background, more support fire being thrown out. And another nice panzer kill right there for Vafleur. Takes out Edge, takes out DJ. 4:42 on the clock. Here comes Maxa. He's a medic. Still no sign of an engineer. Where is the engineer? Here we go. Dynamite is down. Arno. He's got the pliers out. Dynamite has been planted on the crypt yet again. 4:30 on the clock. This is the tiebreaker map. VIB versus Natalie. Lots of explosions going off. Still no sign of any Axis engineer to try and get a second defusal on this gold crypt. 4:15 on the clock. No sign. Here we go. The Axis are coming back in. Will the engineer get here on time? And it's unlikely. This dynamite is taken away in the hands of Edge, the lieutenant, making his way now down the wine cellar, narrowly avoiding the air fire that was coming after him. He's making his way up the stairs. We got a lock on him. He's heading now to the Allied spawn, trying to find some backup. He's going to drop the gold and be picked up by Krytos, the medic. A little bit better to position to heal himself, and he's now backed up by the remainder of his team. And they're going to make their way through the cafe and need to get to that truck, get that gold, and take it home. Krytos still in possession of the gold, making his way through the chokehold. He's backed up by his team into the first courtyard now, making their way into the tunnels. Back just until he gets the all clear from the rest of his teammates. He's going to duck back out of sight. And Thompson Fire from Team VIB is going to clear the path for Krytos. He's got the gold, the green exclamation point on back home. He's running now. He's at the home stretch. There's the truck in sight, and that is it. The Allies are going to escape with the gold. 7 minutes, 8 seconds will be the time on the clock. That is what Natalie must beat in order to stay alive in this game. Going to start this next round in just a couple of seconds. Take us out to a quick break. We'll be right back. This is the tiebreaker for the Open Cup Finals here on Inside the Game. We'll be right back.
Epileptic Gaming on Radio ITG.
See, doesn't that look totally Wolfenstein?
Dude, there's verification right here.
That it is.
Yeah.
I was right.
Anon did it.
Awesome, dude. Look, you fight a giant elephant, dude.
Yeah, that's hardcore.
Oh, wait, it says out of grapes? Better feed him some wheat. Yeah!
Pulling no freaks.
Epileptic Gaming, Fridays at 7, only on Radio.
You are a young, up-and-coming, computer-savvy individual. You're both wired and jacked in with every conceivable mobility gadget at your fingertips. You are a fully modern creature, driving in the fast lane on the information superhighway. So what is this piece of archaic infrastructure doing in your house? Speakeasy is proud to present OneLink, a nationwide dedicated DSL connection that does not require a telephone landline. Why bother paying up to $40 a month to keep that phone line around just for your DSL? With Speakeasy's OneLink, you don't need to. You get a dedicated line that offers a superior connection and all the features of DSL. Crazy fast speeds, a higher quality network, intelligent support without the hassle of that old-fashioned landline. Do yourself a favor and visit www.speakeasy.net to order Speakeasy's OneLink DSL service today. Put that extra $40 a month to good use and treat yourself to a lot of triple shot, half fat, no foam, extra hot, sugar free, no whip, hazelnut, mocha lattes.
News, reviews, music, play by play commentary, porn.
Porn. We'll do pretty much anything if the price is right.
Oh, yeah, right there. Yeah. Uh huh.
And we are back. This game is underway. 6 minutes on the clock. We've got Team Natalie trying to beat the time of 7:08 set by VIB. Let's take a look and see if we can't get a lock on what Natalie is going to do to try and get that done. They're coming in through the courtyard now, making their way towards the cafe. They're going to wait to put the push on that. 5:42 on the clock. We've got Krytos set up with the rest of VIB inside the cafe. And they are coming in and being cut down by gunfire coming from the VIB Axis squad. 5 minutes, 30 seconds on the clock. Natalie is going to make it through with the rest of his team. And there it goes. The Allies capture that northwest courtyard. And we have got the Axis respawn point already taken. 5:18 on the clock. We got the Team Natalie's squad trying to make it down into the wine cellar, but there is some VIB Axis stopping their way. It's a fight over the flag right now, going back to finally the hands of the Allies and then the Axis. It's gone 3 or 4 times. Seems to be staying within the Axis control. No forward spawn point for the Allied team, and we're going to leave Maxi in charge of that flag, and he's going to hold down the fort. 4:53 remaining on the clock. It's very quiet so far. No one able to get through the cafe just yet to grab that flag once again. And here we go. The fight is inside the cafe. Grinna thrown out, not making contact with anyone. And so far, it looks like VIB is still managing to stay alive. 4:43 on the clock. Keza and the rest of Team Natalie going to try this once again. They managed to get as far as the wine cellar, but no further. Grenades are being thrown out. Teammates killing each other, all in the name of good fun. 4:17, forward deployment flag still in Axis. Let's go take a look at the crypt, see if anyone's going to try the sneaky, sneaky go-around route. Panzer fire! 3-man kill 4. Our hero Arno takes out Flitz, Razor, and Keza all in one shot. 3:58 on the clock. The gold storage crypt is nice and quiet. 7:08 in total on the clock. We're nearing halfway of this map. 3:50. All is quiet in the graveyard, just as things should be. But the cafe is another story altogether. Arno once again trying to do that panzer fire, but instead takes himself out, vaporizes himself, messy style. 3:34, the flag still in possession of the Axis team. So far, Team Natalie unable to get through the defense set up in the cafe. Remains to be seen whether they're going to take the desperate route that goes past the Axis spawn. And we've got Vlaflor with the panzer, and before he gets a chance, he will get off one shot, take out Maxa, take out himself at the same time, and he's not going to be able to get back in with that respawn. Krytos is down. It looks like we've got someone having a ping problem. There's a ghost on the map. There it goes. And we've got Team Natalie. I have to try this once again. Running out of time. 3:03 on the clock. They've managed to get through the cafe once to grab the flag and then lost control of that, and so far haven't been able to get it back. 2:47 remaining. We've got lots of MP40 fire down by Krytos. Razor's also going to fall. The Gript is still quiet. 2:35 on the clock. No sign of any Allied or Axis engineers in the graveyard. And so that Crypt, well, we still got a lot of work ahead of us if we want to get this time down. 2:25 on the clock. Starting to run out of time. More MP40 fire is the name of the game. 2:18. Let's head back to the cafe and see how Team Natalie is doing against VIB. Didn't have too good a start on Frostbite, but they've more than made up for that in the rounds since. Proven to be the dominant team here. And whether or not they can just hang on to that time of 7:08 and get themselves the much-needed points to win this tiebreaker remains to be seen. More Panzer fire coming. 1 kill apiece for Vlaflor and Arno. But we are rapidly running out of time. 1:50. We're past the 2-minute remaining mark. And they still need to blow open that crypt. They need to plant the dynamite, blow open the crypt. That's 30 seconds right there. And then take the all the way back to the truck to get away with that if they want to beat this time. It's not looking likely. They're going to have time to make one more push at it with 1:30 on the clock to go. Inside the game, this is DA for a Sunday afternoon. I guess evening where you guys are. 1:20. Look at the forward deployment flag. Nothing is there. It's very quiet. It's quiet as the graveyard. Inside the cafe, well, there's not much happening here either. We still have some Axis defense set up, but where are the guys? The allies are what we're looking for. Let's take an overhead look. Support fire from Edge will take out Flitz and Razor. 1 minute to go. We are dangerously close to garbage time. Even if that dynamite goes off now, it's going to be cutting it very, very close to get that dynamite back. Good game is already being exchanged. Team Natalie knows there's no chance to get that dynamite blown open. No chance to get that gold back to the crypt. Or sorry, to the truck. And that is it. 39 seconds to go. There will be no hope. So this point is going to go to Team VIB. And we'll get an update from the admin as to what that score is. I know it seems like they should win it after taking this round, but apparently the rules, they're different here in the playoffs, and they may need to actually play another round to decide a winner. So we're going to hang tight, sit and see. 16 seconds to go before the end of this map. Woo-hoo! 6 seconds, everyone's just running around, having some fun, waiting for this map to end. Allies capture the Northwest Courtyard, but that's not going to be good enough, and it is going to end. Allies could not beat the clock. Gonna take a quick break, find out from the admins who have won, how many more rounds do we need, and that is gonna be it. So stick around, we'll be right back. This is DA for Inside the Game. And we are back. This is Inside the Game with DA, and we are on MP Village. It's the tiebreaker map. Right now the score is 2-0 in favor of Team VIB. Violence is blind. We've got 1:19 remaining here on this round, and we've got the gold in possession of the Allied Natalie squad. They are trying to set a time and get themselves a point to try and stay alive for a couple seconds longer. They're starting to run out of time, but they do have the gold, and they're making their way to the truck, and it looks like they will get this. There it is. The Allies have escaped with the gold, so 9 minutes even on the clock, and that is what the VIB team needs to beat in order to claim the point. If they're unable to beat that time, then we'll have another tie, and I will cry here on Inside the Game. This is DA. Going to take another quick break. These players are just ready up, and we'll get this hopefully last round started in just a second. DA, Inside the Game, RTCW Open Cup Division One Finals. We'll be right back.
This is Radio ITG.
So, like, I wanted to get a game server because my current one sucked, and I was like, I would sell my soul for a low ping. And then this voice came out of nowhere and was like,
I've got a low ping server for cheap.
And then I was like, yeah. And he was like,
yes, give me your soul.
And I was all like, who are you? And he said,
GameDaemons.net. We've got low ping, low cost servers for the seriously elite gamers such as yourself.
So I asked him, I said, do you provide highly customizable, high performance Unreal Tournament, Counter-Strike, and Doom 3 servers with an easy to use interface at low prices? And he said,
yep.
And that's when the pink elephant on my shoulder exploded and I got a GameDaemons server. GameDaemons.net has low ping, high performance gaming servers. They hooked me up. They'll hook you up too. GameDaemons.net.
Tune in, listen, play.
Radio ITG.
And we are back. Have to cut that song short as we've got some action here on Village. 6:31 remaining on the clock, and the gold is in the hands of the VIB squad. This is it. This is their chance to end this game once and for all. Gold carrier is Maxa, and he is running as fast as he possibly can to get that gold in the truck. And there it goes. He has done it. And that is going to be it. Time 2:43. The original time was 9 minutes. Good games are being exchanged, and that is going to be it. After two full rounds of a tiebreaker map, VIB is going to take it. They will win the Open Cup Division One Championship. Good congratulations. Games well played. Congratulations to Natalie for putting up one heck of a fight, forcing it to double overtime. And then, of course, to Violence Is Bad for winning it straight out. Final score 3-1 in overtime and 2-2 in regular play. So congratulations. Thank you very much to WTV and, of course, to the clan-based admins, Junis and Toxic Girl, who is always awesome. This is DA for Inside the Game, and I'm going to have to drop off almost immediately. Sorry for the short wrap-up, but that is it. Game is over. Congratulations once again to Violence Is Bad. They are the Open Cup Division 1 Spring 2005 champions. Congratulations.
Inside the Game. Radio. Radio. ITG.